BBC, Holby City, starring Guy Henry as Henrik, Harry Dillon as Michael, Paul Bradley as Elliot, and Edward McLeam as Greg. P.S. Elliot, written by Joe Ainsworth. Previously, Dan kisses Malik, then asks Chrissy,
"Marry me."
It's not good news, I'm afraid, Josh. The damage to your spine is almost certainly irreparable.
Gorgeous.
Our plastics department has discovered a problem with a very small batch of defective silicone breast implants.
You can take back your bribe. I don't want it.
If you go crying to Hanson, your career is over.
With the cardiothoracic ward set to close to make way for the new plastic surgery unit, a controversy over the use of defective breast implants at Holby City deepened today, with more patients...
Ms. Hanson! Everyone
affected has now received corrective service.
So what action is the hospital taking?
I'm personally overseeing an SUI report into the matter.
Is your cardiothoracic department still closing down?
The transfer of CT services to St. James's and indeed the official opening of our new plastics unit here remains on schedule, I'm happy to say.
Are the surgeons involved still working at Holby?
At this moment, no disciplinary action has been taken against any member of staff in connection with this matter. Thank you.
Yeah, I understand that it's confidential, but this is important. This is life or death important. Now, I shouldn't be telling you this, but there are medical reasons for my inquiry. I am Sunil Bhatti's surgeon, and I need to know whether or not he has left the country. Well, if he ends up in the morgue, then on your head be it.
You're a very poor liar, Mr. Spence.
Oh, great. You put my picture in the goddamn paper.
And failed to find your good side, I see.
Any comeback from Sir Fraser?
Apart from the vaguest of statements to the press, nothing.
So what do you think it's going to be? Chair or lethal injection?
Sorry?
My imminent execution.
Produce Sunil Bhatti and you may well get a commutation.
I am trying.
Try harder.
Can't find him.
In the meantime, we should cancel your plastics list for the rest of the week.
No, that's the equivalent of a confession.
A damage limitation, in my view.
Well, I'm not going to do it.
It's already been done, I'm afraid. Look, your mess is now my mess. Better or worse, your future is my responsibility, no?
So you're just gonna feed my ass to the piranhas?
I have no intention of feeding anyone's ass to any kind of fish.
Hey, this is my life you are wrecking.
And it's my hospital that's reeking of corruption, isn't it?
Oh, come on!
I have a duty of care to the whole staff, not just one surgeon.
You're getting ready to cut me loose.
You don't know me at all, do you, Mr. Spence?
Well, it's certainly no self-preservation when I see it. Paddles! Quickly. Charge. Again. Clear. And again. Clear.
Greg stands by as Elliot fails to revive the elderly woman. Elliot shines a torch pen into the patient's eyes.
Time of death. 10:15.
Want me to contact next of kin?
No, I'll do it.
Oh, dear.
What?
That was the last patient on his list before he's cast down with the sodomites at St. James's.
Ouch.
Not what you call going out on a high.
Fancy a cake and a coffee to celebrate my last day?
I can't. I've got to go.
Where?
Trauma case.
Need me to write shotgun?
Well, I was going to ask Valentine.
For old time's sake.
I'm supposed to be teaching him the ropes.
What, you're passing me over for that chinless wonder?
Come on, then.
Jesus, you look good and green.
Shut up.
I was hoping my last day would be a thriller.
Yeah?
Yeah, what with all the implant stuff and all this.
Well, I'm glad other people's misery makes you happy.
Sorry, I know you must be gutted and moody.
I'm devastated.
You'll survive.
This place feels like it's falling apart.
What can I say?
Not because of you.
You sure about that?
Do you have to sound so pleased to be going?
I'm crying inside, believe me.
Of course you are.
They step into an ambulance, which speeds them away. Dan's on his mobile.
Yes, engagement party. I know it's short notice. No, I've got a shotgun in sight. Yeah, it's just a few pals and plenty of the old fizzy stuff.
Great. Yeah, I'll see you later. Thanks. Bye.
I thought it was supposed to be just a few drinks after work. Now it sounds like it's turning into the royal wedding.
Well, have you invited?
I haven't exactly invited anyone yet.
You're not getting cold feet, are you? Are you?
No. I've just been up to my eyes in it. Yeah, getting ready to move down to AAU.
Have you made any of the arrangements yet?
No.
Right. I'll sort it. Make sure everybody knows.
Thanks. But will you let me tell Sasha?
He still doesn't know.
I wasn't sure how I'd handle it.
I'm down there later on seeing a patient. I could tell him if you like.
Thanks, but I better do it.
Sasha's with Josh.
Now, once you've built up your upper body strength, you can do this on your own. You okay? Good man.
I've got your next 3 weeks of drugs here.
You all right?
Yeah?
Do you want a drink or anything?
Sandwich?
No.
Well, I need coffee.
And I've got to finish your paperwork, so...
How are you doing? Feels like going home after I gave birth.
Well, it feels like he's leaving him to me.
A bit quiet, wasn't he?
Well, it's a lot to take on board.
I think I'm more frightened than he is.
Okay, look, I know you're going to be dealing with the spinal unit from now on, but we are here, all right, if you ever need us.
Thanks.
It'd be strange not having him around.
I'm going to bring your new lightweight chair down after lunch. It's a bit of a beast.
Sounds great.
As Josh starts toying with his music player, Sasha takes a seat next to him.
You are allowed to be scared, you know.
I'm not scared.
Josh avoids Sasha's doubtful gaze. In the consultant's office, a wistful Elliot standing there holding an empty cardboard box. He grabs various items and stares at them before packing them away. In the countryside, the ambulance arrives at the site of the accident, which is teeming with police, paramedics, and firemen. Greg and Sahira tend to someone lying on a stretcher in the middle of the road.
BP 75 over 40, pulse 130.
Got a name?
Fran.
How you feeling, Fran?
Oh, you've ruined your letters.
Not him, Fran, he's an idiot.
Oh, she loves me, really.
You wish.
Dan's on his mobile.
Pink balloons?
How much have you got there about now?
If you say so.
Best thing about getting married? The divorce party.
Oh, don't say that.
I should know, I've had three of them.
Three?
So far.
When I get married, it's going to be for life.
Oh, I used to think like that.
Yeah?
When I was in infant school. Who's he?
Oh, that's Mr. Hamilton. He's doing your knee replacement.
No, I have no idea of the difference between candy stripe and shocking.
Mr. Hamilton, candy stripe's like stick of rock pink and shocking's like really, really shocking.
Sorry, can I call you back? Chantel, how do you fancy saving my life?
Anything I can do.
How?
By organising my engagement party.
You're getting engaged.
What a waste.
Yeah. To Sister Williams.
Who else?
Oh, fantastic! When?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, it's just staff and a few friends.
Right.
I have a list of various pink things I need to...
What about my patients?
I'll cover for you.
Okay, you're on.
Thank you.
Fran's stretcher is carried into the ambulance.
Class.
Leave the talking to us, Fran.
Right. Let's see how they are.
Sahira, she's crashing.
You go, we got this.
Fran, can you hear me?
Sahira steps back into the ambulance and it pulls away, whilst firemen try to free a couple trapped in an upside-down car on the side of the road.
Help us!
It's Sunil, wincing with pain. Hansen flinches imperceptibly when he finds Anderson by the nurse's station.
Looks good, doesn't it? Gleaming high-tech kit. Brave new world. It's a shame the place has descended into chaos even before it's officially open. Have you anything to report? I'm continuing to manage the situation until our friend Sunil creeps out of the woodwork and confesses all. Is that the best you can do?
No.
Because if he doesn't materialize, it's someone else's head on the pike.
Perhaps I should offer my resignation.
And how do you think that would look?
Like the director of surgery taking responsibility for his own department's shortcomings.
It would look like the man I handpicked for the DOS job isn't up to scratch.
Doesn't the buck stop with me?
What chance would our FT application stand if you walked now?
So what is the next move?
The next move for you is to gather your consultants together. Tell them everything carries on as normal. This is just a blip.
Fine.
And try and make sure that oily, preening yank doesn't show up.
Sir Fraser.
Yes?
I just wanted you to know that I fundamentally object to all the changes that you have implemented at this hospital.
And you are?
Elliot Hope, cardiothoracic consultant surgeon.
Hope. You're part of the move to St. James's?
Regrettably.
I wouldn't expect a turkey to vote for Christmas, Mr. Hope.
Anderson struts off. In the ambulance.
This is pointless. We need to do a clamshell.
Now you're talking.
Knife!
She performs an incision.
Scissors.
Can't believe I'm gonna miss out on all this.
On what?
You, hurtling in like Mrs. Incredible, pulling off 100 mile an hour
ops. Well, I took the job for the cloak and tights.
Oh, now that I'd pay to see.
Retractors.
Greg slips in the retractors.
Suction.
It won't be this much fun working with my best mate St. James's.
Oh, yeah, why's that?
Well, she got an awful bout with the yoki stick for a start.
God, you're a charmer.
It's natural.
There's a hole in the vent with a large forceps on the lung side.
Yes, boss.
Proline! Call ahead, tell them to prep theatre. She needs to go straight on to bypass.
In AAU.
It's tonight. It's just work people, really.
Have you told Sasha yet?
He's next on the list.
Oh, sorry.
This is Josh. I'm Chantelle.
Hi, Chantelle.
He's my star patient. Will you give me a minute, please?
Yep. So, how long have you been in hospital for?
You seem to leave it.
A couple of months. I'm just going home today.
Ah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Got to watch this one, Chantelle. He's a smooth operator.
Get lost.
Oh, I'm glad I've caught you. I have an invite for you.
Is that me? Gone.
An engagement day.
Who's the lucky fella?
Not me. Mr. Hamilton and Sister Williams.
Oh.
It's tonight at Albie's.
Right.
Reeling, Sasha marches off, walking past a concerned Eddie.
You okay?
Yeah, why shouldn't I be?
No reason.
But I don't care about the party. I just want to get him home.
Franz being wheeled through the corridors of Darwin.
Talk to me.
I've repaired the hole in the ventricle, but the pulmonary vein needs reattaching.
Right.
Ah, look who it is.
Where's that incoming?
We're heading straight to theatre.
All right, I'd like to take a look at the facial injuries.
Keep moving, please.
She's got possible head trauma.
Doctor, on the paper.
Left pupil is dilated.
We paged the ophthalmologist.
The implant guy.
Fame at last.
We're going to need to do a head CT scan.
She's got a retrobulbar hematoma.
Get him away from
me. Mr. Spence.
The scan will confirm.
No, there's no time for a scan. We have half an hour to avoid ischemia of the optic nerve.
According to you.
Unless you want to risk blindness.
What?
Right, we'll do the imaging to confirm your diagnosis.
No, I need to do a lateral canthotomy right now.
What's he talking about?
It's all right, Fran.
Okay, Fran, you have to trust me. I'm trying to save your eyesight.
Okay.
Fine.
All right, good decision. Let's do it.
Dan's giving an injection.
Ow!
Sorry.
What are you doing? Where's Chantal?
Organising your engagement day.
I thought it needed a woman's touch.
In Darwin Theatre 1...
Hang on a sec.
What are you playing at?
What do you think?
I said no surgery.
You said no plastics.
If this is an attempt to save face...
This is an attempt to save someone's eyesight.
You are sorely testing the elasticity of my patients.
The woman needs me.
Why is it all roads in this place seem to lead back to you?
All right, unless you want to do it.
I would love to, but unfortunately I'm dealing with the tedious business of keeping this hospital afloat.
Well, you can let me do my job then?
Hansen glares at Michael and walks off. Josh is exercising.
Josh.
All right.
What did I tell you?
It's okay. You've
got to take your time.
I haven't done any crunches.
I don't care.
It's chest and biceps.
It's too soon.
Well, I've got to work on my strength if I'm going to get home.
Well, you're going to end up back in a hospital bed at this rate.
That's just your opinion.
Right, whose other opinion have you had?
Hey, big man.
I should have known.
Hey.
Okay, Sash?
Not particularly.
You seen Chrissy today?
No.
Oh.
Why?
No reason.
Been working my chest, like you said.
Great stuff.
It's anything but great stuff, actually.
Oh, what's wrong?
He's just had abdominal surgery.
This is all low-impact stuff.
Exactly.
Caused by overdoing it in the first place.
Which is why he's enrolled at the School of Dan for some proper physio.
You know more of physio than I am.
Isn't this all up to me?
Actually, no. This guy knows your case inside out. It's his call.
Well, I want to carry on.
I tell you what, we'll do a little bit more work, but as soon as the boss calls time, end of.
Okay, fine.
Right, let's get those biceps working.
Sasha heaves a sigh.
Scissors.
Michael's operating on Fran's eye.
Forceps.
Are you sure we're clear on the damage, Fran?
Hey, can we have a quiet in here?
Excuse me?
Plenty of time for chit-chat at St. James's.
You obnoxious... arrogant, your lust for a quick buck has destroyed this hospital's reputation and deprived its patients of a vital resource.
Elliot.
Not that you or your colossal ego give a damn about anyone else.
Michael uses the forceps.
Gotcha.
And removes a clot from Fran's eye.
19, excellent. One more. 20.
Okay, that's enough.
Just a couple more sets, please.
No, we had a deal.
Thanks. Right, I'll see you back on the ward, okay?
Believe you're getting engaged.
Who told you that?
Your PA. Chantel.
Pretty, isn't she?
I don't know.
You like her, don't you?
Go like that one, go for me.
Says who?
Just forget it.
What if Scott had taken one look at the Antarctic and said, forget it?
Didn't Scott die in the Antarctic?
Nice, neither here nor there.
Better go.
Right.
Thanks for the physio.
This is goodbye then?
Yeah.
Man hug?
Handshake.
Excellent. You can feel those biceps already.
Yeah.
Take care, big guy.
Chrissy finds Sasha pacing around in his office. He tries to avoid her, then turns to face her and forces a smile.
Congratulations.
You know.
Oh, it's all around the hospital.
I'm sorry.
Why?
I wanted to tell you face to face.
Well, it's a bit late now.
How do you feel about it?
I'm delighted for you.
You know about the party?
Yeah.
It'd really mean a lot to us if you came.
Right.
I completely understand if...
No, I'll be there. I've got to go, sorry.
Michael's at Fran's bedside.
Looking good.
I feel awful.
I meant the eye.
Will my sight be okay?
It's gonna be fine.
I'm, sorry.
For what?
Going on about the papers.
Ah, forget it.
I'm sure it's a load of crap.
Well, you just shouldn't believe everything you read.
It's obvious you're a great surgeon.
There's a few people around here who would beg to differ.
Well, then they're wrong.
I appreciate that.
Hi, it's me. We've had another RTA patient admitted in critical condition. It's Sunil Bharti. He's been sent out from A&E.
I'll be with you as soon as I can, but in the meantime, just keep our American friend away from me.
Right. Everybody here?
All present and correct?
Good.
Except Mr. Hope.
Well, we didn't think it was appropriate for him to attend today.
Appropriate to involve our one outstanding CT consultant because he's been deemed surplus to requirements.
A debate for another day, I think.
And I take it that Mr. Spence has provided a doctor's note?
Finished? Thank you.
You see, this is a pivotal moment in the history of our hospital. Foundation trust status is the key to Holby's continued survival. And despite recent distractions, I'm very pleased to say that our application remains very much on track. However, of course, we can't ignore the fact that all eyes are upon us. So, I need you to ensure that your staff maintain the highest of standards on the wards and in theatre. We simply can't afford any more errors.
Are you aware of the impact that this fiasco has had on morale?
That's why I want you to lead from the front and inspire your team.
That's going to be difficult when people see an outstanding CT unit being closed for no good reason.
Actually, the mood amongst the staff who are staying is pretty good.
Really? Well, that's commendable, especially in view of the fact that they'll be working in a department that's mired in scandal before it even opens.
Well, the SUI inquiry will deal with the implant issue, won't it? Right. Look, I think I can speak for all of us when I say that safeguarding this hospital's future is our only priority.
And I think I can speak for us all in saying that if your new plastics unit brings this place to its knees, we'll know where to lay the blame.
Sahira tends to Sunil.
What's the damage?
Multiple rib fractures, abdo trauma, and we're testing for kidney and liver damage. We don't know yet.
Hanson.
May I take over, please?
Sure. I'll be outside.
Thank you, Miss Shah.
Sahira leaves.
I'm sorry to hear about your troubles, Mr. Barty.
As soon as we have news of your wife, we'll let you know.
Thank you.
Well, my sources tell me that you had a carload of luggage going into a nice
long holiday.
I've seen the newspapers in the last few days. Because your sudden departure left us with a plethora of unanswered questions. So if, on recovery, you could kindly see fit to clarify a few matters, particularly regarding your erstwhile partner in crime.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I am talking about clearing Michael Spence's name. What was that?
I can't help you.
Sunil stares into space, avoiding Hansen's piercing gaze. With an impassive expression, Hanson steps out of the room, shaking his head at Michael, who is waiting outside.
How's Mrs. Sunil?
Penetrating chest wound, possible bruised lung.
Corrupt con man husband.
Where is he?
Not stable.
I want to see Sunil.
Right, let's get a repeat CT and book her into theatre. Mrs. Spence, don't even think it.
Chantelle's on her mobile.
And lots of patch puppers. I love patch puppers. Okay, thanks, bye.
She spots Oliver.
Fancy coming to a party tonight?
Sorry?
Albie's tonight. Go on.
Probably not a great idea.
Why not?
Doctor's letting nurses.
Oh, no, it wouldn't just be you and me.
Oh!
I mean, we'd both be there.
Both be where?
Miss Hamilton's getting engaged.
To Chrissy? Who else? Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
So I'll see you there then?
Oliver walks off.
Thanks.
So how goes the battle?
Almost done. How are my patients?
Sister Williams has taken over on that front.
Yeah?
She knows.
No.
It's probably best it's all out in the open.
I suppose so.
I believe you met a very good friend of mine earlier.
Who?
Josh Cahill?
Yeah, the lad in the chair.
That's the one?
Ah, he's really lovely.
He took quite a shine to you.
Really?
Really.
Oh.
Don't know what you said to him, but he thinks you're the bee's knees.
Yeah?
I could invite him along tonight if you like.
Oh, don't do that.
Must be something in the air today.
What do you mean?
All this romance.
Tell him the truth. That this was your scam, not mine. That you are framing me. I am innocent.
Sunil remains unresponsive, lying there with his eyes closed. Michael heads over to Sunil's wife's bedside.
Hey, Anna, how you doing?
How's Sunil?
Is he going to be okay?
I hope so. I need your help.
With what?
You know why Sunil was taking you away?
Yes.
I need you to tell the truth.
About?
Everything. Deals he made, the corners he cut.
The deals he made?
Yeah.
But you are the one who forced him into buying the cheap implants.
What?
Knowing his name would be all over the paperwork.
Is that what he told you?
And you're still trying to pin it on him, even now.
No, you got it all wrong.
I think it's you that's got me wrong.
Everything all right?
She stares at Michael, unmoved, until he leaves. Greg smoking in the Darwin staff room.
Naughty boy.
What are they going to do, sack me? You're late.
Sorry.
Catch.
Ah, just what the doctor ordered.
Atmosphere stinks out there.
I bet you'd be glad to see the back of us.
Oh, did I say that?
So, are you going for farewell drinks after work?
Don't tell me. You've organised a surprise leaving, dear.
No, sorry.
Yeah, I wish I could, but...
What?
I'm on a plane out of here as soon as the shift ends.
Really?
Yeah, a week's holiday before I started the new place.
Oh, anywhere nice?
Sunny Spain.
Sorry for some.
Bit of a recce, actually.
For what?
I'll give it a go at St. James's, but still got an eye on working abroad.
Hmm. Well, you won't get very far on dos cervezas, por favor.
Don't you worry about me.
I won't.
I'll be fine.
So, would you really just pack up and go?
No. Nothing to keep me here.
I suppose. Pass the bag.
What?
Cigarette.
When did you last smoke?
Night before my wedding.
Stick to the crisps, kiddo.
He heads out. Rick finds Elliot sitting at a table in the memorial garden, carving E.H. was here with a scalpel on a wooden bench.
Are you defacing NHS property?
Just having a Shawshank moment.
Well, I'd say you were getting out at the right time, the way things are going.
Nice try, Rick.
Oh, seriously. A new start could be just what the doctor ordered.
I don't see surviving off surgical crumbs at St. James's as much of a new start.
Now, but it's all about carving yourself a niche over there.
I had one here.
I know.
I just thought I'd earned the right to determine my own fate.
I'm not sure any of us has that right.
I don't want to go.
Elliot walks off, forgetting his sandwich.
Elliot.
No appetite.
He leaves dejectedly.
Just there.
I still remember the feeling when I realised my first husband wasn't the one after all.
And there.
Like finding out Father Christmas didn't exist.
Hey, I'm Mr. Malik. I'll be assisting on your op later. I just need to mark up your knee.
It's the left.
Right. See you in theatre.
Hey, did you hear about tonight?
Yeah, you and Dan the man, eh?
Coming?
Am I invited?
Of course you are. Why wouldn't you be?
It's not too late to call it off.
No chance of that. She's living a dream.
In fairness, I suppose this is like a fairy tale come true.
And the punchline?
I'm serious. When you first walked onto the ward all those years ago, you must have thought, one day my posh, handsome surgeon will come.
And here he is.
Everything going to plan?
Great.
Spoke to Sasha yet?
Yep.
And?
Absolutely fine.
Really?
Couldn't have gone better.
Hansen joins Anderson in the plastics office.
They're preparing Barty for theatre now. And the wife?
Well, she needs surgery, but she's stable.
This is the first bit of luck we've had all month.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Why not?
They've concocted some story suggesting that Michael Spence masterminded the whole scheme.
How do we know he didn't?
Well, Michael Spence may be a lot of things, but...
We need a scapegoat. A live one. Otherwise, this could scupper everything.
I'm sure once we've examined all the paperwork...
Give them the yank.
What?
He's nothing but trouble anyway.
Even if he's...
One way or another, he's culpable.
No, you can't...
First, he seduced my daughter, now this...
I will not nail one of my top surgeons to the cross because of a personal grudge.
This isn't personal. This is business. He's a liability, and I want him gone.
An unconscious Sunil's being wheeled into theatre.
What's going on?
Distended abdomen, hypertensive.
He needs an exploratory laparotomy. All right, I'll scrub in.
I've just paged a GS surgeon.
Hey, you got one right here.
No.
Look, I can clear it with Hansen if you like.
Clear what with me?
Michael wants in on Sunil Bharti's surgery.
That was a clear conflict of interest.
How so?
Isn't it obvious?
Well, I can't think of anyone in this building with more reason to keep Mr. Bharti alive.
Are you serious?
Thank you.
In the Keller Theatre...
Remember, it's the left knee.
Malik joins Dan.
Well, I'm feeling a bit let down.
By?
You.
Because?
I heard about the party secondhand.
And?
Where was my personal invite, man?
A little bit of a rush.
Certainly got people talking.
That kind of a rush.
Glad to hear it.
So why are you coming?
I'll check my diary. Set a date?
Not yet.
Well, if you need a best man.
Chantel finds Josh packing his bag.
Hiya.
Hey.
If I gave you the wrong impression earlier, I'm really sorry.
What do you mean?
You see, it's against the rules for nurses to go out with patients.
I didn't say I wanted to go out with you.
Oh.
Not that I wouldn't.
Hey! Look at this beauty.
I wish Dan Hamilton had kept out of it.
What's he done?
Nothing.
No, it's just a bit of a mix-up.
That hasn't been a mix-up. He's just tried to set us up.
Look, I bet go.
Yeah.
And good luck.
Well, you got the odd knock back.
She didn't knock me back.
Josh, there's a whole world of women out there just waiting to...
Me and my girlfriend split up because of all of this. What makes you think someone like Chantel would be even remotely interested?
Josh looks intensely frustrated. Michael's scrubbing up. With eyes full of fierce determination, he heads into theatre.
All right, everyone, let's save this guy.
Would you mind giving us some room here, please?
Michael.
Hansen's watching. Sasha bursts into the Keller ward.
You know, you've just got the confidence right out of that boy.
Oh, what's happened?
Chantel Lane has just broken his heart, thanks to you.
Oh,
I
do.
All week long, I have been building him up, getting him ready to go home.
Well, he was in with
the... Stay away from my patients, you insensitive meathead.
Sasha. Look, I knew this was too good to be true.
What?
Look, if you don't want to come tonight, that's fine.
I just don't want your future husband jeopardising the emotional well-being of my vulnerable patients.
What?
Ask Dan.
He storms off.
Can you take a look at Sunil's missus?
Why, what's wrong?
It's just like a wet rag. Her temperature's through the roof. She's complaining of chest pains.
Mrs. Bharti, how are you feeling?
No chest. It really hurts.
Jack examines Anna's chest.
Okay, we'll get you prepped for theatre.
Why?
Mr. Douglas will answer any questions that you might have. Right, no breath sounds and hyperresonance on the right side.
You know Theatre 2 is out of action because of the blasting sweep.
She's looking at aspiration pneumonitis.
We don't know how long Sonal's going to be in Theatre 1.
If we don't fix that lung...
Where are we going to do it?
Okay, ring around the other wards. There has to be a slot free somewhere.
In the Darwin Theatre...
Oh, what's your take on Holby's Brave New World, Michelle?
Well, it's not what I'd envisaged.
No?
No. But I tried to roll with the punches.
Come on, you guys. Time's wasted.
It's the ones below the belt you need to look out for.
What's he doing here?
Oh, you command an audience wherever you go.
Damn.
What?
Suction.
Problem?
Pleural space is full of blood.
Damn it.
There's a hole in the pericardium. Clear proline, please.
Did you okay Spencer's presence in there?
Yes.
Why?
He's the best man for the job.
How the hell would it look if something went wrong?
Well, appearances have never been my primary concern.
I want him out of there.
Too late for that.
Suspense, I want you to leave theatre now.
No.
Consider yourself suspended from duty with immediate effect.
Hanson, you gonna let him do this?
I am trying to save a man's life here.
Stay where you are, Mr. Spence.
You've lost your mind.
I am the director of surgery at this hospital.
For the time being.
Brand new wheelchair there, gathering dust. And you're sat in that old thing.
I'm not going.
What are you talking about?
I'm not ready.
Of course you are.
Why won't you listen to me?
It's just nerves.
I can't face it.
Do you think you're the only one who's scared stiff?
Hey.
If your dad was alive, he'd tell you to get in that chair and go home.
What have you got to go bring dad into it?
Josh, we're going to give you a little bit of thinking time, okay?
Eddie gestures for Kate to leave Josh alone. In the Darwin Theatre.
Right, that's the tear in the pericardium sorted.
Great.
Did I say I'd finished?
How much longer?
Just wait!
Elliot, I need to get at that spleen.
Do your surgeons always work in such blissful harmony?
Damn.
What?
Coronary arteries transected.
Come on.
Excuse me.
Elliot.
Yes?
How long are you going to be in there?
A while yet.
I've got his wife outside. She needs surgery now.
Another theatre.
I already tried. No room at the inn.
Can't it wait?
You tell me.
Okay. Scrub out, take a quick look.
I'll clean him out.
For God's sake. Dan bloody Hamilton.
What's he got to do with Josh?
Nothing.
Look, you better get in there.
I doubt he'll listen to me.
I think you're the only person he's going to listen to.
I think he's had enough of my advice.
I thought it was your number one priority.
He is.
Well then.
I think I'm the last person he needs to take life lessons from.
He's 17, he's scared, and he needs you. Please, deal with it, Sasha.
Josh is sitting alone with his headphones on.
Thank you. Just going to take a quick listen to your chest.
Yeah. Any joy?
Nothing for at least another hour.
Need to give this woman a thoracotomy, so if you'll excuse me, gentlemen.
No, Mr. Hope.
Yes.
In here?
Yes, so if you don't mind.
Are you sure about this?
Otherwise, we'll lose her.
Your call.
Yes, it is. Miss Shah,
I'll be with you shortly.
Right, let's keep going.
If you keep up with the physio, then the knee should be back to full flexibility in no time at all.
I'm renowned for it, you know.
Excuse me?
My flexibility.
I'm sure you are.
Maybe you can test it out for me.
I'm sorry?
Want some back on my feet again? Private session?
One-to-one? I'm not sure that's a good idea.
What isn't?
Whatever might be on offer.
I told you, didn't I?
Told me what?
They're all the same.
Who?
Men, liars and cheats.
Not all of them.
Your fella seems to think he can have me at the drop of a hat.
Pardon?
Just because you got doctor in front of your name.
I don't know what she's talking
about. What's this about?
I was just having some innocent banter. The next thing, he's treating me like some sort of slapper.
That is absolutely...
Dan, leave this to me.
But...
Dan.
Dan leaves.
You know, I was always one of those kids that was happy to believe in Father Christmas. I suppose that's the difference between me and you.
You're not that much different to me.
Apart from the bitterness and the stone-cold heart.
Chrissy walks off. And the patient, Colette, cracks a smile. Sasha joins Josh, who reluctantly pulls off his headphones.
What's going on?
Can't take it.
Which bit?
The house is looking like a Paralympic training camp. Everyone's sympathy and people trying to help me on and off trains.
Josh. No one said it was going to be a stroll in the park.
What?
You're going to have to take it one step at a time.
You're trying to wind me up.
No.
Strolls, steps.
Foot in the mouth, as usual.
I'm sorry.
Now, what I suppose I'm trying to say is how proud I am of you. And I'm pretty certain your dad would have been too.
Now, do you want this chair or what?
Sasha helps Josh into the new wheelchair.
Okay. How does it feel?
Good.
Right, shall we?
Josh turns to Sasha.
My dad would have liked you.
Kate's face lights up when Josh wheels himself past her and down the corridor. Eddie shoots Sasha an admiring smile as he strolls after Josh.
Right, we're ready.
What's Ellie getting up to out there?
I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
Sure he does.
Blood filling the abdominal cavity.
All right.
Any hemo cell?
Okay, I need a level 1 infuser. Can't get it.
All right, more pressure.
All going to plan, is it?
Okay. Yeah, let's try to get a patch on this.
Whilst Hansen looks on silently, Anderson keeps his eyes trained on Michael. Sahira pours fluid into Anna's open chest cavity.
By saving these two, you know that you might be saving Michael Spence in the process.
So I am a turkey voting for Christmas after all.
Sorry?
I think just reflecting on being royally stuffed. Apply positive pressure. Did you put 500 mils in?
Yeah.
Right, we're only getting 200 back. Debris must have penetrated the trachea. We're not done yet.
Acidosis is getting worse. Compressions. Ah, oh, come on. Oh, son of a...
A desperate Michael keeps performing chest compressions.
He's exsanguinated. His heart stopped. There's nothing left to pump, Michael. Michael. Michael!
Holding Sahira's stare, Michael reluctantly stops pumping and removes his hands from Sunil's exposed heart.
Well, now we're both dead.
Michael walks away from the operation table. Still working on Anna, Elliot removes a shard of glass from inside her chest.
Right. Can I leave you to suture the damage and close her up? I'd better get back in there.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Well done, Mr. Hope.
Elliot and Michael both step out into the corridor, where Anderson and Hansen are waiting.
What's going on?
We lost him. Right, there's a security guard waiting outside. You have 5 minutes to collect your things.
I think it would do your cause no harm to make a dignified departure.
As Anderson stands there with his arms crossed, Michael remains silent and heads out. With Hansen and the security guard in tow, he marches over to the plastics office.
I've just packed all my stuff up.
Well, you beat me to it.
It's a bit unnecessary, isn't it?
Apparently not.
Just personal items, no paperwork.
I'm sorry. I should never have said those things to you.
Don't worry about it. I have a nasty habit of bringing the worst out in people.
These are for you.
There's no need.
Not for me. There's a card.
Flowers.
Ooh. From my ex.
Which one?
Number 3.
That's nice of him.
You reckon?
I'll put them in some water for you.
You have them.
I can't.
There must be a flower in there for every woman he had whilst we were married. Give them to your fella. He seems like the kind of bloke who deserves them.
He is.
If he's got a twin brother, you know where I am.
Elliot approaches Anna, who's recovering in bed.
How are you feeling?
Where is Sunil?
Elliot avoids her pleading gaze.
I'm afraid there were complications with your husband's operation.
He's dead.
I'll be in touch to take your statement for the SUI report.
Anna, Sunil lied to you. I'm innocent.
Michael.
I am telling you the truth.
Dee has just lost her husband.
You know it's the truth.
All I've got left of Sunil is his memory. I think I'm going to destroy that for you.
What? Did you hear that? Wait, you know it's the truth.
Michael, just go now.
With his security guard standing between him and Anna, Michael's forced to walk away, clutching his jacket, his basketball tucked under his arm. Chrissy hands Dan the flowers.
Thank you.
For what?
For just being you.
You're welcome.
They kiss.
Whoa!
Sorry.
Hey, don't mind me.
We were just...
Look, you're an happy couple. It's allowed.
Yeah, I suppose we are.
Hansen and Anderson are in the boardroom.
Don't you ever try to undermine me like that again.
I will not destroy the career of a gifted surgeon on a whim.
A whim? Spence was the architect of his own downfall.
Well, if he's guilty of any wrongdoing...
He had to go for the sake of this hospital.
But if my investigations prove otherwise...
Oh, forget that clown! I want to know how you're going to turn this around. You've got one dead surgeon, another one suspended, a scandal with leaking implants in a brand new department, and no one to run it. All witnessed by the FT application team. Come on, Mr. Troubleshooter. Get out of this one. I pay you to come up with answers, and what are you going to do?
He looms intimidatingly over Hansen, who then stands up, allowing his tall frame to tower over the other man.
I don't know.
Anderson huffs contemptuously and walks out.
Appreciate it, Dave.
Oh, thanks, Mr.
Thanks.
The porter wheels out a trolley stacked with Elliot's possessions.
Are you off?
Yes, looks like it.
Got enough stuff?
Yes, that's what happens when somewhere becomes home to you.
Do you want me to call everyone?
No, thanks. I'll just shuffle off quietly.
Fair enough.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Elliot, have you seen Greg?
I think he's already left.
Oh, I thought...
What?
Nothing. You are going to be missed. By everyone.
Entering the locker room, Sahira finds a bare-chested Greg tying his shoelaces.
Do you mind?
There you are.
Why, where was I meant to be?
I thought you'd gone.
Not yet. I wouldn't leave without saying goodbye.
Of course.
He puts a shirt on.
You all right?
Yeah, fine.
You look strange.
I just said goodbye to Elliot.
How was he?
Sad.
I'll see him at St. Jimmy's. Wish I was staying put.
So do I.
Why, where are you off to?
Shut up.
I'll say goodbye to the team before I head off into the sunset.
So should we say goodbye here then?
If you want to.
It's been a pleasure.
Is that it?
They shake hands.
What?
A handshake. I thought you'd at least move to a peck on the cheek.
All right.
Just now.
He offers his cheek, and when she goes to kiss it, he shifts and kisses her on the lips. Surprised, she closes her eyes, giving in to the moment until they pull apart.
I'll miss you.
Miss you too.
She hurries out. Albie's bar is filled with girly pink balloons.
You have done an amazing job.
Do you like it?
Never seen anything so pink.
Cheers.
Here's to you.
I hope you invited some ophthalmologists tonight.
Why?
It's so bright, I think my cornea just melted. Thanks.
Chrissy enters.
Mr. Hamilton.
She's in heels and a short dress.
Excuse me.
Dan hands Chrissy a pink champagne glass.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, I shall be reading a short statement regarding the hospital's plans for its immediate future. I will not be taking questions. In light of the tragic death of Sunil Bharti and the suspension of Michael Spence pending an SUI inquiry into the purchase of defective breast implants, the board has decided to postpone the opening of the new plastics department indefinitely. Furthermore, the transfer of the CT unit from Darwin Ward to St. James's Ward will be reversed and a full cardiac service reinstated at Holby with immediate effect. Given these changes, we've applied for a 3-month deferral on the decision to grant the Hospital Foundation Trust status. That's it.
Thanks a lot. Oops, sorry.
Hey, I didn't think pink was your colour.
Managed to find a gap in your diary then?
I wouldn't have missed this for the world.
Look, shall we just get all the little digs out of the way now?
No digs from me, mate.
You sure?
Look, I hope the pair of you make a real go of it.
Do you?
What, you think I'd begrudge your happiness?
Possibly.
Well, you'd be wrong. Well done.
Thanks.
Malik and Dan shake hands and hug respectfully.
What was that? Male bonding?
Something like that.
Place looks amazing.
Well, you have Chantel to thank for that. Evening all.
Hey, you made it.
For you.
Thank you.
It's for both of you, actually.
Man.
I just wanted to say...
As I live and breathe, Nigel Borthwick! Darling, you've got to meet this guy.
Sorry.
No, you go. I'll get myself a drink.
Hansen's addressing the staff in Darwin.
As the CT department will remain fully operational at Holby...
What's going on? Haven't you heard?
There'll be no job losses or transferral of staff or resources to St. James's.
What?
I do understand that this will cause a certain amount of upheaval to some of you.
You're not kidding.
And for that, I would like to personally apologise. I do hope that this won't prevent us from moving forward as a team towards Foundation Trust status. Thank you.
Right, I think this calls for donuts all round. Dave.
Looking for Greg, Sahira sees him leaving.
Thanks again. It really looks amazing. Thank you so much. See you in a bit.
Sitting alone at the bar, Sasha grabs the champagne bottle he bought for Dan and Chrissy and taps it to get everyone's attention.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say a few words, if I may. I can speak from experience when I say that Chrissy Williams is a great mum, a fantastic nurse, and, well, just an all-round lovely human being. And I think it's fair to say that all Dan's Christmases have just arrived at once.
Oh, to say
that. So, if you'd like to raise your glasses. To Chrissy and Dan.
Chrissy and Dan.
As Dan and Chrissy share a kiss, Sasha sips his champagne, then heads for the exit.
Please, mate.
Hey, Sasha.
Every word of it was true.
Not going, are you?
Oh, I've got to.
Why?
There's someone else very special I need to say bye to. See you.
He walks out, leaving Chrissy to watch him go with mixed emotions. Lost in thought, Hansen's wandering down a corridor when he runs into Anderson.
I heard your statement on the radio.
And?
A more than adequate summary of my solution.
You really think it's going to work, do you?
You're going to make it work. You're going to convince the powers that be to give this place FT status.
And if I fail?
That'd make you captain of the Titanic.
Sasha rushes over to Eddie, Kate and Josh.
Just made it.
Ready for the off?
Yeah. The place doesn't look the same without you around the Merlin House.
So that's my job.
Just remember, we're here. Whatever happens, we're here.
I know.
Sasha gives Kate a warm hug.
Keep in touch.
He then pats Josh on the shoulders.
Be brave. Okay. Come here.
She leans down, and he wraps his arms around her, holding her tightly.
Go on. Out you go.
Bye.
Followed by a smiling Kate, Josh wheels himself out of the building. Sasha and Eddie watch them go.
Are you going back to the party then?
No.
Fancy a cheap bottle of wine and a packet of crisps?
Sounds marvellous, actually.
Come on then.
In his office, Hansen's listening to the radio.
Sir Fraser Anderson, Chief Executive of the SHA, had this to say.
Although this decision has been deferred, Holby City will continue to deliver first-class patient care. There is absolutely no doubt that FT status is key to the hospital's fate. But with Director of Surgery, Henrik Hansen, at the helm, I'm sure we'll achieve our aims.
His head falls back and he runs his hand over his face.